Less than a year ago, a U.S. panel of experts issued guidelines that caused confusion for millions of women who were suddenly told they did not need regular mammogram screenings until the age of 50. Now a major new study shows mammograms for women in their 40s drastically cut their death rate from breast cancer. It was one of several studies on breast cancer released at a symposium held near Washington. The study followed 1 million women for 20 years. Researchers found that women between the ages of 40 and 49, who had mammograms at least every 2 years, reduced their chances of dying from breast cancer by 26% over those who did not have the regular screening. Dr. Donna Pletcha at Case Medical Center in Ohio says the screening makes sense.
You start at the age of 40, you have a much better chance of picking cancer up early, and I think that's the main bottom line.
Last year, the government panel said mammograms for women under 50 could cause unneeded anxiety, overexposure to radiation, and costly, unnecessary procedures. Surveys show many doctors have ignored the panel's recommendations. Women who survived breast cancer are grateful.
If I had had a mammogram at age 40, I wouldn't be here today.
That 10 years can make a huge difference. It's important that when they're making these recommendations that they realize the effect that it has on families.
Breast cancer specialist Dr. Jennifer Obell says she agrees with the panel, but also with women in their 40s who want to have mammograms.
Women in the age range of 40 to 49 need to have a discussion with their physicians about the benefits of mammography and the potential risks, and then determine through an informed discussion whether it's warranted for them.
Another study reviewed at the symposium shows women diagnosed with breast cancer are living longer because of improvements in treatment and screening.
And I think we owe this to improvements in medical therapy, meaning chemotherapy, improvements in surgical approaches, and improvement in a way of processing our care, meaning that we do it coordinated.
60 years ago, a woman diagnosed with breast cancer had a 25% chance of living 10 years after the diagnosis. Now more than 75% of breast cancer patients live that long. The outlook is even better for patients with small tumors that have not spread. 86% of these patients can now expect to live at least 10 years after diagnosis. And even women with advanced breast cancer are living longer. Dr. Obell says she expects to see continued improvements in controlling this disease, and she says she expects the results of breast cancer research to help in the treatment of other types of cancer. Carol Pearson, VOA News.